CliffCentral.com. Last week we actually spoke to my brother, of all things, about his collections. And the week before we spoke...
Of all people,
because, well, I mean, listen, he had a lot to say. He had some interesting stuff to tell us. And this morning we're going to speak to Chase Cohen, who is a sales consultant at SA Gold Coin Exchange, and he's also a collector. So we're going to find out what he collects, and this is pretty amazing, because you could collect anything. You can collect stuff that is valuable or stuff that just fascinates you. And Chase is with us this morning to tell us about what he collects. Hey, Chase, how are you doing, man?
Morning, everyone. Well, thanks, and yourself?
Yeah, good. All right, so Chase, first of all, welcome to the show. It's nice to see you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, perfectly. What is it you collect?
So I collect pretty much anything creepy crawly. I've got a boatload of tarantulas, scorpions, quite a large snake collection, lizards here and there.
Oh my God.
Anything creepy crawly, really.
God, no.
Can I just ask, you're not going to show us any of this stuff, right? Because if you are, I need to go away.
So I did anticipate for having my collection in the background this morning. Unfortunately, I had a few things to do this morning and it worked out quite the way I had planned. But I was anticipating.
Thank goodness.
Okay, so basically you've made Leanne's day by saying you're not going to show all your crazy collection. I mean, so when did you...
Not a big fan.
Don't get me wrong. I have arachnophobia. But anything else I'm very interested in, and I love snakes, so I'd be absolutely fine with snakes.
All right, so Chase, let's just talk about you for a second. When did you start collecting, and how did this all begin for you? Where are you actually from?
Shucks, so I was born in Durban, mm-hmm. I sort of got hooked on the sort of snakes and spider scene at a very, very young age. My uncle, Kyle, he's always been into that. He used to go snake hunting as a teenager. Mm-hmm. And when I was born, he sort of invited me into it. And he took me out on my first snake hunt. And, you know, we saw all sorts of things, from centipedes to lizards and snakes and spiders. So was really, really great, and I got hooked ever since. Caught my first snake on the first hunt that we went on, and then my sort of that was at 8 years old, and then my first tarantula was at 10, and I've just been hooked ever since. I'm 23 now, so it's been 13 years solid collecting and looking after animals. So my collection has grown quite substantially, but. I've just been hooked, and I can't wait to increase my collection further. It's not going to stop anytime soon, that's for sure.
Now, Chase, there's a huge difference between collecting things like I collect books or coins or any of that stuff, because those are not alive. You don't have to keep them alive. When you have collections of living things like you have to feed these things.
Yes. There's obviously a lot of work that pertains to keeping the collection, but I think that's part of the passion. I thoroughly enjoy cleaning my tanks and feeding my animals. So, you know, I think as someone would polish and clean their guns, I look at it the same. just polish and clean my.
Well, I'm just looking at this. I'm going to put up a picture quickly of some of your stuff.
No, please, what? No, I can't.
No, Leanne, just the room.
Right, Leanne.
It's just the room that he keeps all the stuff in. It's amazing. I mean, look at this.
No.
Look at all those tanks. That's phenomenal, dude. That's in your house?
Yeah, it's actually in the back section of the garage.
Wow, it's incredible. How many different animals do you have there? Have you counted them up?
Shucks, I stopped counting quite a while ago, but if I have to put a number to it, I would say over 60 tarantulas. I've got a collection of probably about 10 very, very venomous scorpions.
Wow.
Quite a selection of snakes and other reptiles. The tarantulas are definitely by far the most impressive just because of their sheer numbers, but I definitely have some beauties that I'm very passionate about in my collection.
Yeah, Leanne has actually moved away from the camera, so she doesn't have to see it. But tarantulas are beautiful, beautiful creatures. I mean, what's the biggest one you've got there? Is it as big as the palm of your hand?
So it's actually bigger. She's a Kluge bird eater. She's probably almost the size of a dinner plate right now. Just a few more molts and she'll be there. But she's definitely bigger than the palm of your hand.
That's amazing. All right. So when it comes to feeding these creatures, you obviously have to keep a whole lot of stuff. You have to buy up and make sure that you've got all the equipment. And then, you know, you have to clean these tanks, as you said already. It sounds like a full-time job. How much of your time does it take up?
Quite a lot of my time. I won't lie, the tarantulas are very, very low maintenance. They're quite territorial animals, so they don't like to be bothered terribly often.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of feeding and sort of watering, that is quite a lengthy process that happens every weekend. So I got my work cut out for me, that's for sure.
Unbelievable, dude. And you catch these snakes. Do you have any dangerous snakes? Any really, really poisonous ones? Really deadly ones?
Yeah, so, I mean, I've got a few mildly venomous ones, exotic snakes that obviously don't need any permits for, but very life-threatening, though.
Right.
I think the most dangerous snake I've ever owned is a pup, but there were a few issues around the permit with that, so, you know, going around the law, I just sold the snake on. So
hang on.
Yeah, she was definitely my most potent.
What was that? Because you broke up when you were telling us what kind of snake it was?
Oh, shuck, sorry. No, so the most venomous snake that I've ever had is a puff adder.
Oh, okay.
But there were a few logistical issues in the permit, so I got rid of her.
Oh, that's not a nice animal to have. So listen, I think this is just amazing. Don't worry if you've been struggling to hear Chase. We've been trying to boost the sound on this side, but we'll fix that all up in the podcast and you can catch up later. I think this is the most amazing collection, and I reckon you're probably one of those people who, you said you're what, 23 now?
Yeah.
So you've got lots of time still, and obviously you will spend more and more of your time and more of your money in the next, you know, 20, 30 years adding to this collection. It's just going to grow and grow and grow. Do other people like it? Are your family happy with this? Are your friends happy with this? Or do they think that you're a bit weird?
Okay, so first of all, you're absolutely right in saying I'm going to throw more money and time into the collection. I'm hooked and definitely won't stop anytime soon. In terms of my family and friends, I don't have a lot of supporters, I won't lie. Obviously, my uncle, the guy who introduced me to it all,
yeah,
he gets his jaw sort of drops every sees the collection increase. But in terms of my friends and other family, they don't really like it, but it is a good conversation starter for when you walk into the home.
It's amazing, dude. Listen, congratulations. I love that there are people who are collecting all kinds of things, living and dead. And the fact that you've got all of this going on is just awesome. So there he is, Chase Kerwin. He's got spiders. He's got snakes. He's got all kinds of creepy crawlies. And that's his obsession. Mm. I love it. What an awesome thing to do. Thanks, dude. Nice to see you.
Thanks, guys.
Cool. Very good. Sure. There's Chase Kerwin. How's that, Leanne? Now you can take a big deep breath.
Yeah, I had to take my headphones off and take a little bit of a walk around the house, obviously with my arms closed tightly against my body. But you see, cat just walked past and I shut my eyes.
Spiders of any kind, of any size?
Yes, that's just the S word. Just the S word.
Oh, okay.
Amazing.
Perhaps we wouldn't even talk about it.
Very difficult. Very difficult, and it gets worse with age, I'm afraid. But yeah, so there we are.
See, I reckon a guy like Chase could probably charge people money to come and see the animals, because you think about it, people go to zoos and they go to reptile parks and they go to all these places, and he's got spiders the size of a dinner plate. I mean, some people will pay money to come and see that.
But then what were we speaking about earlier about breeding wild animals in captivity and getting people to pay to see them?
That's lions. I mean, insects, I think it's slightly different. I used to, whenever we went to a zoo or a snake park or anything when we were kids, I would get home and want to build my own immediately. Be like, let's capture some stuff and put it in little tanks. And obviously I was crap at it, so I never really got to do it. But I love this stuff. So listen,
I've never had an inkling. I've never wanted to. Just thinking about this, I wouldn't even be able to rest comfortably in a house knowing that, even in the garage in Chase's case.
Very neatly organized collection that he's got going on there. I love that. That's great. You got to display these things properly too if you're going to have them, right?
Yeah. I agree.
Mustn't be disorganized and chaotic. And he seems very organized with all that stuff. I love it. So we're going to find out what your obsession is. And if you have collectivism or collectivity or collectionitis or whatever you want to call it, an obsession with objects or spiders or whatever it might be. If you're a fanatic, a devotee, or an aficionado, you must tell us about it. We want to know all about what your collections are, just like Chase's this morning or my brother's last week. And you can tell us by sending me an email, gareth@cliffcentral.com. And remember, this is all brought to you by the SA Gold Coin Exchange, which, now there's something worth collecting, is gold coins. You'd be very happy if you did. And if you haven't and you want to start now. You know, you'd be surprised. There are collector's items that you can get from the coin shop, and they have a number of branches across the country. But you can always just look them up, and we'll put all the links on the page on cliffcentral.com for the South African Gold Coin Exchange and the coin shop. You can find out all about other people's collections by joining us every Monday to find out what people are collecting and how they display them and where they put them and what they have to do with them and how they started and everything else. We want to know your stories of what you've collected too. CliffCentral.com.